David's standing by on the line. He's in Norwich. He wants to talk about Chernobyl and anything that has been discovered there in the wake of what happened more than 20 years ago. It's almost 30 years, isn't it, what happened in Chernobyl? Let me pick up first, though, with an interesting story which I spotted this week about chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, this is a disease of unknown etiology. What that means to doctors is we don't know what causes it or how it actually achieves the symptoms that it does. The constellation of symptoms that people who have chronic fatigue syndrome, it also goes by the name ME, which stands for myalgic encephalomyelitis. What this disease does is to cause people to have unexplained symptoms of exhaustion. They get muscle pains, headaches, sometimes there's disturbed sleep, and just feel cognitively slowed sometimes. And no one has ever managed to pin a cause on this. There was some speculation a couple of years ago to much acclaim that a virus called XMRV, which is a mouse virus, might be causing this. But subsequent tests have ruled this out. They can't find evidence of this virus in people who have chronic fatigue. And then this paper's come along. It's in the journal PLOS One, and it's by Olaf Meller and his colleagues. They're at Auckland University Hospital in Bergen in Norway. And it started because a while back they had a patient who had a disease called lymphoma, which is a kind of cancer of white blood cells, specifically B lymphocytes. And there's a very good drug called rituximab, which is an antibody you can give, which kills B lymphocytes. So if you give this to someone with lymphoma, you can get rid of all of the lymphoma cells in the body. Now, by sheer chance, this patient also had a history of chronic fatigue syndrome. They gave the patient the rituximab drug, and his lymphoma was controlled. But the patient said, you know, this is amazing. All my symptoms of chronic fatigue have vanished. And the team was so intrigued that they decided to set up a clinical trial, which is what they're now reporting. And they got 30 patients who had a history of confirmed chronic fatigue syndrome. And they randomised them into two groups of 15 patients. So this is small groups. You've got to be cautious how we interpret this, but it's two groups of 15 patients. And half the patients they put on a placebo. The other half they gave this rituximab drug to. And they then followed them up, and no one knew what anyone was getting, and they were assessed subjectively. They were asked, how are you feeling? And they were also assessed in terms of their function by a physician. And 10 of the 15 people in the rituximab treatment group had resolution of their symptoms, compared with only one in the placebo group. So quite a dramatic response. It didn't kick in, surprisingly, until 3 months after the drug was given, but you can demonstrate all the white blood cells go away almost instantly. The team think this is because part of the disease is caused by antibodies in the bloodstream and cells that make antibodies. And it takes time for those antibodies to dwindle after you get rid of the B cells and the longer-lived plasma cells that make the antibodies.
And that's certainly very good news, but I imagine killing all these white blood cells won't do very much for the human immune system.
Well, you're right that it does leave you relatively immunosuppressed. But the good news is that you do still have these antibodies in circulation. You can still regenerate the B cells sometime down the road. And with appropriate vaccination and health care, there's no reason why you shouldn't do very well. None of the patients had any major severe immunocompromised type outcomes in the study. So although that's a risk, it doesn't seem to be too severe or too much of a risk, at least in this study. But again, caution here, it's a small study and it's initial, and we don't actually know why taking these B cells away has made these patients so much better. We also don't know why the one third of the group who got the treatment didn't get better yet, but I guess it's a starting point, and regardless of actually what happens, we now have a window into this condition and we can try and work out how to make people better.